This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne. Another staggering admission from WorldCom. The bankrupt long-distance carrier says it has discovered another $3.3 billion in misstated earnings. That's on top of the nearly $4 billion in hidden expenses the company acknowledged in June. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
WorldCom's latest admission shows its accounting problems began as far back as 1999, 2 years earlier than the company disclosed in June. WorldCom already said it would issue corrected financial statements for 2001 and the beginning of this year. Spokesman Brad Burns now says WorldCom plans to revise its statement for the year 2000 as well.
We want to make sure that the marketplace understands that the company is very serious about righting its financial ship.
WorldCom's new chief executive officer, John Sidgemore, had warned that an internal audit of the company's books might uncover more problems. But spokesman Ken Johnson of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is investigating WorldCom, says no one expected this.
We could tell from the beginning that the problem was a lot bigger than what WorldCom first told us. But frankly, the magnitude of the fraud is staggering.
Johnson says it's hard to believe the company's former chief executive officer, Bernie Ebbers, didn't know what was going on. Last week, WorldCom's former controller and its chief financial officer were arrested and charged with securities fraud. Johnson says unlike Enron, the problems at WorldCom are pretty transparent.
Our first grab into the pile of WorldCom documents, and we had a very good idea of the games they were playing.
WorldCom says most of the $3.3 billion in artificial earnings reported in 1999 and 2000 resulted from the manipulation of reserve accounts. That's more common and less obvious than the brazen misstatement of expenses that would come later. Accounting professor Brett Truman of the University of California at Berkeley says that suggests the accounting scandal at WorldCom started small, then snowballed as executives tried to maintain the illusion of a growing, profitable company.
After it became apparent that the company was continuing to do badly and that this type of earnings management just wouldn't do the trick anymore, then they had to resort to fraud.
WorldCom also announced yesterday that it expects to write off more than $50 billion in intangible assets, far more than previously disclosed. And that may not be the end of it. WorldCom's internal audit is still going on, and spokesman Burns admits the record-setting accounting scandal could grow even larger.
We are being very open and forthright about the fact that there could be more, but we feel the new management team at WorldCom, headed up by John Sidgemore, is very serious about finding any more issues within the financials of the company.
Burns says, for now, there will be no impact on customers of WorldCom or its MCI long-distance service. Scott Horsley, NPR News.